Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Teenagers believe e-cigarette and vape companies are targeting them with sweet-flavoured vapes. That's according to focus group research published today by the Irish Cancer Society and the Irish Heart Foundation. Drive Time's Della Kilroy was at the launch of the research today. She has this report.
We know from the US that there has been a youth vaping epidemic that has come about, particularly from the aggressive targeting of young people by e-cigarette companies using flavours that are particularly attractive to kids. Irish research shows that the same thing is happening here, and we wanted to find out why. So we asked teenagers in their own words why these products are attractive to them.
That's CEO of the Irish Cancer Society, Avril Power. Ahead of upcoming e-cigarette legislation, they conducted research with third and fourth year students, asking them what they thought of e-cigarette flavours and packaging.
So this research, which was a focus group involving 16 young people, was designed to find out why. So to see why the products are particularly attractive to them. And it found that the young people themselves said that it's because of cool packaging and very attractive flavours. So flavours like bubblegum, candy floss, that the teenagers said are deliberately being targeted at them because they're flavours that they would find attractive, as opposed to things like coffee or your normal tobacco flavour that would appeal to adults.
The e-cigarette companies say that they're targeting adults or long-term smokers with these flavours and not teenagers.
E-cigarette companies claim that they're targeting long-term smokers, but the kids clearly believe that that is nonsense. And this research clearly shows the underhand tactics that they're using, like flavouring, and the importance of acting to ban those now, like has been done in other countries.
What do they say about where they're being exposed to the promotion of e-cigarettes, not just by e-cigarette companies?
So one of the key areas where teenagers are seeing advertising and promotion of e-cigarettes is on Instagram, where so-called influencers are vaping and making cool videos about vaping. So kids have identified that themselves as a tactic that's particularly targeted at them.
The most recent study on usage in Ireland was in 2015, before the spike experienced in the US. Figures showed that close to 25% of 15 to 17-year-olds have tried e-cigarettes. Tim Collins is CEO of the Irish Heart Foundation.
We showed over 30 different products to the children who were involved in our research, and this is just a small selection of them. So these are, first of all, a fruit-flavoured one, which is berry mix, and we found lots of other fruit flavours like strawberry and blueberry and so on. And then a number of them which were, you know, taking their cues from the world of confectionery. So this is Cherry Crush, and this one here is Bubblegum. And we believe that they are a gateway product, so if you're addicted to nicotine, it's very likely that you would move on and start smoking cigarettes. While e-cigarettes, we think, are probably less harmful to your health than cigarettes are, there is very little evidence about their long-term health effects. But we do know that there are concerns about some of their health effects on the lining of the lungs and on the lining of your arteries in terms of inflammation of the arteries.
In terms of the flavours, what would you like to see?
We believe that we need to go the way of Finland. And Finland were very, very clear. They're very black and white on flavours. Finland allowed two flavours. The first is no flavour and the second is cigarette flavour. Everything else is banned. If people want to take it up and use it for other reasons, not to do with smoking cessation, they will be more inclined to use a flavoured product. And they're the products we need to ban.
What about for long-term smokers who might want to give up smoking but want to use flavours like strawberry or...
Well, I think the first thing we need to realise is that there is very little evidence right now about the efficacy of e-cigarettes in terms of helping people quit smoking. But some people are using them, so we have no difficulty with those products being available to adults in that regard. But it's the flavours we need to ban.
Both the Irish Heart Foundation and the Irish Cancer Society are calling for strict restrictions on e-cigarette flavours and advertising to be included in the upcoming legislation banning the sale of e-cigarettes to those under 18. Minister for Health Simon Harris was at the launch of their new research today.
We've heard very, very clearly the voices of young people through this research, where the flavours being used, the advertising being used, are really trying to do one thing, to hook a new generation of Irish people in relation to addiction. And we're not going to stand for it. That's why I intend in 2020 to legislate to ban the sale of e-cigarettes to anybody under the age of 18, and also to introduce a number of advertising restrictions.
The Irish Heart Foundation and the Cancer Society are also calling for a ban on flavours targeting young people. Will you consider this as well?
So I absolutely will consider it, because I think they're entirely correct that the flavours are being used to appeal to young people. The challenge I have is how you actually legally, in a piece of legislation, ban flavours. You ban bubble gum and some company calls it something next week, or it slightly tweaks the ingredients. So I'm working my way through this. What I can do in a more straightforward manner is the advertising restrictions. The Cancer Society and the Heart Foundation rightly make the point that banning the sale to under 18s might do something to help with supply, but won't actually help with demand. And I think advertising restrictions can help in that regard. So very supportive to doing something in relation to flavouring. Not quite sure how legally we do it yet.
And that was the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, ending Della Kilroy's report. But we are staying with this subject. I'm joined here in studio now by Dr. Des Cox, who's a paediatric respiratory consultant at Crumlin Children's Hospital. He's also chair of the Tobacco Advisory Group at the Royal College of Physicians. And I'm joined as well by Joe Dunn, who's a spokesperson for Vape Business Ireland. You're both very welcome. Des Cox, what do you see, or what is known at this stage, about the risks to teenagers who take up vaping?
So we are know that e-cigarettes should not be used by young people. I think that's across the board accepted. Nicotine addiction is not acceptable at all for underage. And what's emerging more recently is there is some evidence that the byproducts emitted from vaping can be harmful to the tissue of the lungs, as your previous speaker said there. What the long-term effects are, we do not know, but certainly we can't no longer say that they're completely harmless.
Mm. So you would support the moves by government. We heard Simon Harris there banning the sale of e-cigarettes to under-18s next year. But should they go that extra step? We heard about this use of flavours and those very appealing names, you know, Cherry Crush and Bubblegum and so on. Should they ban those flavours?
So we welcome Minister Harris's upcoming legislation to ban the sale of e-cigarettes under-18s. Our group also feel that they should go the step further and ban flavouring. We would support the Irish Heart Foundation and the Irish Cancer Society motion today, and we feel that if you ban flavours, it will allow ex-smokers to continue to use tobacco flavoured or non-flavoured e-cigarettes, and it will prevent the upsurge of e-cigarette use in young people, which we've seen in other countries and which we haven't seen to any great degree here. But that's not to say it's not coming down the track.
It won't happen, because is it what is being seen? They're not turning to vaping to get off cigarette smoking. Vaping is a first choice.
That's what we're trying to prevent, is that we're a new generation of teenagers who are moving on to these products rather than, you know, moving on to tobacco products. That's the danger here. Tobacco addiction is absolutely a massive problem, and we need to tackle that. But the answer is not putting flavours in e-cigarettes, which there is no evidence that the flavours in e-cigarettes are the actual thing that helps people get off these e-cigarettes. There is some short-term evidence that it can be used as a tobacco cessation tool, but from what we can tell from the evidence today, the flavours aren't necessarily contributing to that.
To that. Joe Dunn is with us as well from Vape Business Ireland. Joe, let's be clear on where you and the industry stands on this, what you support here. You support the banning of e-cigarettes to under-18s.
Yes, we do, Mary. Yes, yeah. And we've always backed that. We've actually asked for that for a number of years now. So that's something that we've always stuck by. It's something that we have top of our agenda in all the companies who are part of Vape Business Ireland. So that is one thing we backed 100%, and we've done it for a long time.
All right. What about the next step then? This call to restrict these vaping flavours with those lovely, soft, cuddly names.
Well, just to touch on the flavour thing, you know, people need to understand why flavours were brought in and why certain flavours are there. Okay, there's a huge extensive range of flavours nowadays, but the one reason is that when e-cigarettes come out in the first place, smokers would switch to vaping. And what happens is their sense of taste and smell comes back, because they're cutting out all the chemicals and everything else. And then what happens is they actually dislike the taste of tobacco. And that is scientifically proven. They just dislike the taste because they've smoked for so long. So that's why a lot of flavours and everything else were brought out, in order to give people and to give adults more choice. For me, as a spokesperson and as a vape shop owner, you know, there's no targeting at the children, you know, and this study, for me, there's a couple of flaws in it. If you look at it, like a lot of us saying, oh, they believe they're being targeted. There was 16 children who were shown pictures of sort of colourful vape products and then dark and dull vape products. So they're going to look at the ones that are colourful and say,
but,
oh, they
must
be targeted.
But listen, are you really telling me that a 50-year-old man who maybe had a 30-a-day habit is now going to move on to candy floss vape flavour?
No, he's not. But probably a guy or a girl who's probably middle 30s or early 40s is going to do that because they want to have a bit of flavour and a bit of sweetness. You know, if you look at when alcohol flavours came in years and years ago, it was because people's taste had changed.
But do you not remember those sweet alcohol, I don't know if they're still as popular as they once were, those sweet alco-pop type drinks were very appealing to young teenagers?
Well, they were, and a lot of stuff is appealing to young teenagers. You know, a lot of stuff that's out there is appealing to young teenagers, especially stuff that they're not meant to have and not meant to use. But just to touch on what Des said in relation to, and also the Heart Society there in relation to, you know, and Miss Power, like Miss Power keeps quoting about, does a vaping a teen epidemic? The most recent study from Healthy Ireland in this November had showed that 99% of people who vape are adult ex-smokers. So less than 1% of kids aged between 11 and 18 have tried vaping.
I don't know that research. I don't know what hard and fact data you have there that you can say that.
Healthy Ireland survey. Yeah, the Healthy Ireland Survey 2019 was released by the Department of Health in November, and it states that in it. But also, Mary, I'll just say one thing in relation to the UK. This whole vape teen epidemic has been disproven, and vaping is around 12 to 13 years in the UK. Their last study by Ash UK showed that 0.8% of young people had tried vaping, and of that 0.8%, 95% were previous smokers.
Okay, I want to go back to Des. Clearly, you're against the banning of the flavours. Des, a number of points there made, backed up, Joe Dunn says, by hard research here.
Well, I do accept his point that we haven't seen a large epidemic proportion of teenagers here, but we maybe haven't been looking at it very closely, and there's probably not a lot of hard evidence. He does quote the Healthy Survey. Healthy Ireland survey, yeah, which wasn't designed necessarily to pick up on the certain aspects of e-cigarette usage. But certainly, I do agree with him. But that's not a reason not to be proactive about this. I mean, to say that some of the flavours that are out there are not targeting young people is just, it's just untrue. I mean, I'm not saying this is the vendors themselves. I'm saying this is the company, this is the marketing, who are being backed by big tobacco companies. These are the people who are creating the problem here.
Okay, well, there we must leave this discussion for today. Joe Dunn from Vape Business Ireland, thank you very much. Dr. Des Cox, thank you for coming in as well.